The World Cup, a long way away. A long-running dispute between the manager and the star player that erupts into public. Sound familiar? 21 years after our last World Cup, when the then men's captain Roy Keane was sent home by manager Mick McCarthy from a training camp in Saipan, women's captain Katie McCabe, visibly furious with her manager Vera Powell for not bringing on subs in the second half of their final game yesterday against Nigeria. In a news conference after the game, Vera Powell, whose contract has run out, said Katie McCabe is not the coach. For more, let's talk to Sinead O'Carroll, editor of The Journal, who's home from covering the World Cup in Australia for thejournal.ie and The 42. Sinead, good to speak to you again. We'll talk more about what happened yesterday shortly, but tell us about the relationship so far between Ireland's manager and captain.
Yeah, so we heard a lot more heading into the World Cup because there was allegations made against Vera Powell back in December in a review of US women's soccer. And she was brought up in that for alleged allegations of having too much control over her players, or wanting too much control over her players, and for conducting herself in a manner that wasn't appropriate. She vehemently denies those allegations, but they were rehashed because of an Athletic article on the eve of the World Cup, and therefore Katie McCabe was asked about her relationship with Vera Powell and the team's relationship with Vera Powell. McCabe herself said at the time that, you know, she had a manager-captain relationship with Powell, and that involved, you know, a lot of tough conversations and, you know, a lot of fights in some ways. So Katie McCabe and Vera Powell, they're both very strong women. They're both very sure of themselves and of their opinions. So when they were asked questions, they give direct answers a lot of the time. So we saw that in the press conference on the eve of the World Cup. We also saw that Katie McCabe was very annoyed with having to deal with all of this that had come back up around Powell, because she just wanted to get on with the business of playing football at the World Cup. So then you're kind of coming three games into the World Cup. Then Katie McCabe has massive ambitions. She's a world-class player. We've seen that in the games that we've played. And she's really hoping to get a win against Nigeria and obviously to score a couple of goals. And she starts remonstrating, as you said, very visibly with her on the sideline. So we get probably a little bit more of an insight into those kinds of moments that she had said were kind of common between herself and Powell.
And now Sinead Farrelly drawn into this as well. What are relationships like, do you know, within the squad now? And does that mean that Vera Powell and her future within the Irish setup looks even more unlikely?
Yeah, so with the contract decisions, the FAI have been very silent in the last few weeks. I think there probably is two reasons for that. One is obviously with the Athletic article, with those allegations coming up again, they probably felt like they had to do more due diligence. But also, I think in the past, they have given contracts to managers before tournaments, and that has created problems at the other end of the tournaments. Now, in some ways, this has now brought up the opposite problem, because instead of the tournament ending on what could have been a slight positive note, it has just been marred in conversations about Vera Powell's future. So those contract decisions, the FAI have been silent. The players, I think, is key here, that they haven't given Vera Powell warm, glowing reviews. Anytime they've been asked in the last number of weeks, they've said, you know, she's our coach and we don't want to be distracted by anything else. Powell herself wants the contract. She wants to continue on. She's been in the job 4 years, but there is, the work continues straight away. There's a Nations League starting in September. And so and that's for qualification to the Euros, the next Euros. So, you know, they do have to be ready in September for that first game against Northern Ireland. So it's really messy that we've got to this point, and that players are wading in on social media, and that the press conferences got as tetchy as they did over the last few days.
Messy indeed. Sinead O'Carroll of thejournal.ie, thank you very much for speaking with us again.